And, folks, we are live at the 2026 Magnolia Blossom Festival here at the amazing Jackson County Agricultural Facility. Joined at the table, I have the man, the burning hacker, Mr. Nate Hacker. Nate, how are you?
I'm all right. It's been a slow day, but it's all right.
Quiet day.
Yes.
Beautiful day.
Yes.
It finally warmed up.
Yeah.
And it's feeling right.
Finally.
Now, you are the burning hacker. What in the world does that mean, man? That can mean all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, the burning hacker, my last name being Hacker,
it kind of fits.
Yes.
Kind of fits.
People don't understand a hacker is actually Old English for wood carver.
Is it really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
And so, you're not breaking into mainframes and computer systems?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
My son tries to, but no.
Well, yeah. He tries
to live up to that name.
Lovely.
And then the burning portion comes in with the laser engraving.
You laser engrave?
Yes. So we do custom logos, pins.
Okay.
Odds and ends. Charcuterie boards.
What's popular, I guess? I don't know.
One of my big things last year I was selling. I got to get out now that I work outdoors and it's better. I wound up making wavy flags. So
wavy flags.
Yes. So I hand carved the flags, stain them, burn them, and everything else are all made out of wood.
Cool.
And so one of the popular ones, which I got to start doing, being the 250th anniversary of America, is I do a Betsy Ross flag.
Nice.
And then I split it down 2/3 of the way, and I use the other third to engrave the Declaration of Independence.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Do you have them here at the festival?
I have one wavy flag. It's a police one with a thin blue line.
Right.
So now that the weather's warm, I'm going to get out there and knock out some more.
Get to work, man.
Yeah.
Now, are you enjoying the festival?
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah?
Interact with a lot of people. I wander away too much from my booth, but...
It's okay. It's okay. You come see me at least.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen you around town. I've seen you at multiple festivals. This is what you do.
Yes. A few years back, I wound up getting fired, so I decided to retire.
Heck yeah.
I got my VA disability. I'm 100% finally. So, I just sum it up. I tell people I turned 80 before 40.
Yeah, you did.
Developed cataracts, arthritis.
Wow.
All that, so.
A little beat up, brother.
Yeah.
So now, is woodworking been in your scope of your hobby, your life, been in your life for years? Or
just working with my hands in general.
I got you.
So before I actually retired and did that, I was actually an aircraft mechanic.
Yeah.
So I did that for over a decade.
So you're like smart, too.
No.
No?
Okay. I do have my degree.
Oh, I hear you.
But I tell people degrees are like toilet paper. Just because they're qualified to wipe doesn't mean they do the job.
That's true. Wow. That took a turn. Well, tell me, man, no storefront. You just go to festivals and stuff, right?
Yeah. I'm all store. I do festivals, and I haven't gotten any stores yet. And I just basically word of mouth and get out there. There's community events. We're always jumping in with the school, working with the PTO if they need it, and everything else.
We do a
lot of donation stuff.
Social media websites, what do we got?
We got Instagram. We got Facebook, basically. I tried the website thing. It's just too much to manage.
I hear you. So, it's like a job of its own.
Yeah.
It really is. But social media, people follow you?
Yeah. I got a
The Burning Hacker?
Yep.
The Burning Hacker.
Yeah, nice. Easily to get a hold of.
You don't hide well. Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's all right. I don't either.
Yeah. I tried to. And the good thing is with the woodworking, it keeps me busy.
I bet.
And stuff like that. So
that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
And everything, you do everything. You do the carving. You line up the engraving. I mean, you do everything start to finish.
Yeah.
Do you chop the tree down?
No, I don't go that crazy. But we do a lot of repurposing.
So that's awesome.
We go to sawmills, get all their scrap, whatever they have.
Yeah.
And then we use a lot of antique furniture that people are going to toss out.
Right.
And we just repurpose it.
Nice.
So we just wrapped up a project for a free library at a development. And we found a old cedar wardrobe that we wound up carving out and turning into that free library. And the good thing is the piece of that, the maker stamp was on the bottom of it, on the back.
Really?
And it was made in 1956 in Atlanta.
Wow.
So we wound up actually being able to slap that on the bottom of the or so it stayed with the wardrobe.
That pieces. Is so cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, Nate, see, man, that wasn't hard at all.
No.
We're just hanging out, man.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, we'll be right back.